B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Pei. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, and we're continuing on the topic of 50% of Klal Yisrael being Tohir, 50% of Klal Yisrael being Tomei, how that works regarding Korban Pesach. Because we know that the way we've understood the Psukim, that if you have the majority of Klal Yisrael being Tohir and doing the first Pesach, then the minority who are Tomei, they can do the Pesach Sheni. If the majority are Tomei, Tomei Meis, then they can do Pesach Rishon and Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah Duchuyahi B'Tzibur, as we've discussed previously. And now the Gemara is continuing with that theme of what happens if it's not a majority versus a minority, rather 50-50. Gufa hareisha hoyu Yisrael mechza tohirim umechza tmeim, if half of Klal Yisrael are tohir, half of Klal Yisrael are tomei. Halolu oisin la'atzmon v'halolu oisin la'atzmon, we saw this brisa previously already, we only saw part of this brisa previously, and this is a brisa that seems to conform with the opinion of Rav we saw in the previous daf, and but either way, this is a brisa that means the way that Rav would understand this brisa is that we see 50% as being considered a majority, and therefore the 50% who are tohir, they are considered a majority, and they do the first Pesach, but they cannot do it betumah, because since they are a majority, so to speak, and the majority of Tohirim, they mustn't do the Korban Pesach B'tumah. The 50% who are Tomei are also considered a majority, and therefore they are Doicha Tumah, and they are allowed to do the Pesach Rishon. They do not need to be pushed off to Pesach Sheini, and therefore they both do it on the first Pesach, but they have to make sure that the Tohirim do it on their own in order not to become Tomei, and the Tomeim do it on their own. What happens if there's one more Tomei person than there is a Tohir person within Klal Yisrael? Yasu betumah. Then everybody does it. Betumah, that's called a roiv that we saw in the Mishnah earlier on, that when roiv of the Kohol are Tomei, then Tumah Hutra Betzibur, and then even the Tohirim can do it betumah together with the Tomeim. They all do it together. Because after, once we know that the Tzibur are allowed to override Tumah, at that point we are not allowed to split Klal Yisrael, split the Tzibur and say, you do it on your own and you do it on your own. Once we have a majority who are doing it, but Tumah, the whole congregation is a single congregation and they can all do it together, and even though the Tohirim may become Tomei. A korban tzibur is not split. The tzibur itself is not split once they're allowed to do it betumah. That was the Tanakhama of the Braisa. Rabbi Loza ben Masya says, Ein hayochid machria es tzibur. That if you have a majority of just one, a single individual does not have the power, the influence, to be able to influence an entire community, the entire tzibur. And therefore, since in the absence of this one, it would not be considered a majority, then a majority of one is not enough to allow everybody to do the Korban Pesach betumah. Ein hayochid machria es tzibur letumah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, and the Gemara learns from there that you will not, or you should not, shech the Korban Pesach be'echod. The way what it says in the pasuk is be'achad shorecho, in one of your cities. But what the Gemara is learning from here is that don't shecht your Korban Pesach betumah. That means don't let the status of the way you're going to shech the Korban Pesach be determined be'echod by a single individual. Reb Shimon Oimer says another opinion. Afilo shevet echod tomei. What happens if you have one tribe, one of the 12 shvatim that are tomei? V'shar kol ha-shvatim tohirim, and all the rest of Klal Yisrael are tohir, then again, halolu oisin atzmon, v'halolu oisin atzmon. Neither are considered a majority, and neither are considered a minority. Or more accurately, they're probably both considered or viewed as a majority, but not to the exclusion of any other. Because Reb Shimon holds that a kohol is considered a single shevet, and since a kohol is allowed to, if the whole kohol is Tomei, they're allowed to do the Pesach Rishon Betuma, therefore they do not need to be pushed off to Korban to Pesach Sheni, even though the overall figures, a single Shevet is a minority of Klal Yisrael, but they're an entire entity on its own, and therefore they can do the Pesach Rishon. However, since the rest of Klal Yisrael are not a minority, they're not allowed to do the Korban Pesach Betuma, and therefore they have to do it on their own, making sure not to become Tomei. Halolu Oisin La'atzmon, v'halolu Oisin La'atzmon. My Tama, what's the reason or source for this? The Reb Shimon, for this opinion of Reb Shimon, says the Gemara Kosovar, Shevet Echod Ikri Kohol, he holds that a single Shevet is called a Kohol, and when you have a Kohol that is Tomei, the Kohol is allowed to do the Korban Pesach, Betuma in the first Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilo Shevet Echod Tomei v'shar kol ha-shvotim tohirin yasu Betuma. Rabbi Yehuda goes even further than Rabbi Shimon. He says if a single Shevet, a single tribe, are Tomei and are allowed to do Pesach Rishon, that's already called Tumahot Rabbi Tzibur. And once you have a Tzibur, you have a, even if it's not a majority of Klal Yisrael, we saw before, if it's a majority of Klal Yisrael, the minority are not allowed to split up and do it on their own. But till now we've seen that if it's not a majority, that means if the Tahirim are not a minority, then they're not allowed to do it Betuma. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. He says as long as there's a group that are considered enough of a kohol, a tzibur, a majority, they're viewed as a majority, that they're allowed to be doicha tuma, from that point on, in korban tzibur, she'in korban tzibur choluk, and even though just one tribe is tomei, the whole of Klal Yisrael do the korban pesach together, even though the tohirim, which are most of Klal Yisrael, may well become tomei. Since that tribe are allowed to be doicha tuma, tumahut rabba tzibur, and ein korban tzibur choluk, everybody does the korban pesach together. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shevet Echod Ikri Kohol. In this aspect, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon that a single Shevet is called a Kohol. V'havalu Palgo Palgo, but Rabbi Yehuda says that we view the single Shevet, so to speak, as being as equal and as significant as all the rest, and therefore it's as if it's 50% versus 50%, mechza al mechza. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the case of mechza al mechza, ve'in korban tzibur choluk, and since this mechza, this one tribe, which is just viewed as a mechza, it's given the status of a majority, even though they're not a majority, but it's a tribe, a whole tribe, therefore they are allowed to be doicha tuma, and ein korban tzibur choluk, v'ovdu kulu betuma, and the whole of Klal Yisrael bring the korban pesach together. Continues the Gemara Itmar. Hayu Yisrael mechza tohirim u'mechza tumim. If Klal Yisrael are 50% tohir, 50% tumim, Omar Rav, here Rav says, and this seems to be contrary to Rav we saw previously on Daf Ayin Tes, and the Gemara is actually going to ask that immediately. But Rav says, if you have exactly 50-50, metamin echod men besheretz, in order that there shouldn't be a case where you've got 50% of Tahirim that may well become Tomei doing the Korban Pesach Betuma with the other 50% in the first Pesach, in Erev Pesach Rishon. Therefore, Rav says, in order not to have a 50% Tahirim, we are Metame, one of the Tahirim with a Sheretz. And then it's now 50% plus one person who is Tomei, and a minority which are Tahir, and then they do the Korban Pesach all together in the first Pesach. Asks the Gemara Va'amai, why do you need to make one of the 50% Tahirim and make them Tomei? Nevdu hani lechudayu, v'hani lechudayu. Why can't you just say that the 50% Tahirim will do the Korban Pesach on their own and the 50% Tomei will do it on their own? D'ha'omar Rav, it was Rav himself that said in the previous Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes that halolu oisin la'atzmon v'halolu oisin la'atzmon. When you have a 50-50, then each one is considered a majority to allow them to each do it during the Pesach Rishon, even the group of Tumeim, but neither of them are a minority, and therefore the Tahirim are not allowed to do it Betuma, so they each do it on their own. So why over here is Rav saying, be Metame one of them, Besheretz? Answers the Gemara, Omri Hocha B'mayoskinon, we're talking about Kegoyin Shehoyu Tumeim Oitfin Ala Tahirin Echot. We're talking about that there's, it wasn't exactly 50-50. It was 50% plus one that was Tomei, and there was 50% minus one that was Tahir. And therefore, if you're not going to make another one Tommy, then we said before that you're going, that we don't want to have a situation where you've got the entire tzibur is being determined, the status is being determined by a single person. And since here the tmeim are more than the tahirim, and that would mean that if there's a roiv, if there's an actual majority with the tmeim, then the tahirim would even do the korban pesach b'tumah. We don't want that to be determined by a single person. So we make one more person tummy, and now you've got two more tmeim than you have tahirim, and now it's a tumah is hutra b'tzibur, and then the tmeim, and then the tahirim can actually do the korban pesach b'tumah. Says the Gemara, ihachi havaluhu ruba tmeim. If you're talking about a case where you had a majority of one that were tummy, why does Rav say you need to be metame with another one with the sheretz? Nev de kulu betuma. You've got a majority of tummy. Let everybody do the korban pesach betuma. Says the Gemara, no. Sova lo Rabbi Elazar ben Masya that we saw before. De omar eina yochid machrias atzibur letuma. Rav agrees with what we said before, that we don't want a single individual to be the majority, to allow the minority to actually do the Korban Pesach Betuma, and therefore we want one more. Says the Gemara, if so, Ihachi, Hodar Kushin Neduchtayu. Then the question comes back. If a majority of one is not considered a majority of one, it's just considered 50-50, then let's revert back to the halacha of 50-50, that they each do the Korban Pesach on their own, the Tahirim on their own, and the Tmeim on their own. Why do you want to make another one Tomei? Nevdu Hani Lechudayu, Vahani Lechudayu. Let each group do the Korban Pesach on their own. Elo, says the Gemara, Hochi Koma. The truth is, we're talking about not that there was one more that was Tommy. No, it was exactly 50-50, 50% Tahirim, 50% Tameim. And what Rav was saying was as follows, I ikatana de sovar lo katana kama. That if you have an opinion that holds, like we saw in Rav and Daf Ayin Tes, but like the Tanakama of this Braisa we started with today, that says, the Omar palgo palgo when you have 50-50, loy of di kulu betuma. If you have exactly 50-50, the Tahirim are not allowed to do it betuma, even though the Tmeim are allowed to do the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, the Tmeim are doicha tuma. But since the Tahirim are not the majority, or since, more accurately, since the Tahirim are not a minority, they're not allowed to do it betuma, and therefore they each have to do it on their own. V'sova lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, in the event that there would be an opinion that holds, like that opinion, that 50-50, they can both do Korban Pesach, but if an opinion like that would also hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, d'omar ein korban tzibur choluk, that would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that says that not only when you have a majority of Tameim, then we say that Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk, and the minority have to do it together with the Tameim, you cannot split up. If they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, in a case where even when it's 50-50, then we say that Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk, whenever anybody can bring a Korban Pesach Betuma, then it's a Tzibur, and it's considered a Tzibur, and you're never allowed to split up the Tzibur. If so, we're going to have a problem. What are you going to do here? You've got exactly 50-50, and we hold that the Tmeim can do the Korban Pesach. But at the same time, we hold that the Tahirim are not allowed to split up from the Tmeim, and we also hold that the Tahirim are not allowed to do it Betuma because they are not the minority. How do we get around that? For that, Rav says, Metamin Echod Mem B'Sheret, make sure that the 50% Tahirim become a minority, make one of them Tomei, one of them are Tomei, now everybody can do the Korban. All the Tmei Meis, they can now do the Korban Pesach Betuma on Erev Pesach. Continues the Gemara, V'ula Omar, in contrast to Rav that says that the way to turn the 50% Tahirim into a minority is by being Metamin Echod Mem B'Sheret, you make one of them Tomei with a Tumas Sheret, which is a Tomei animal, one of the creatures that are Tomei, touches a person, the person becomes Tomei. Ula says no. Ula says, V'ula Omar Meshalchin Echod Mem L'Derech Rechayka. We know the Pasuk says that besides for somebody who is Tomei, who cannot do the Korban Pesach, somebody who's too far away at the time of when the Korban Pesach is supposed to be Shechted is also not included in the bracket of the people that can do the Korban Pesach. And Ula preferred to send one person away rather than make him Tomei. Asks the Gemara, Vitamenu b'sheretz, why send him away? Make him Tomei Sheretz. A Tomei Sheretz can go to the mikveh later on that day, and then by nightfall he's Tohir. Why do you have to send him away? Make him Tomei Sheretz. What have you Ullah gained by sending him away? Answers the Gemara, Kosovar sheichtin v'zirkin al Tomei Sheretz. Because Ullah held that a person who is only Tomas Sheretz, and which means that that night he's already Tohir and can eat korbonis, then even though he can't during the day, he's not allowed to touch any korban. But at night he can eat the korban, he's Tohir, goes to mikveh in the day, and at night he's completely Tohir already. If so, since he could eat the korban Pesach at night, he's not considered a Tomei as in regards to korban Pesach, because they could shecht on his behalf and he'll eat it at night, and therefore having one person being a Tomei Sheretz will not add to the number of Tomeim. It will not turn the Tohirim into a minority. Asks the Gemara, Vitamenu b'meis, why do you choose to be metamehim? Why did Rav choose to be metamehim with, or even Ullah? Why did Ullah say, send him away because a Tumas Sheretz is not considered a Tomei? Well then, be metamehim Tumas Meis. If he's metame Tumas Meis, he cannot eat the Korban Pesach that night, and then he will be excluded from the 50% Tohirim, and you've made the 50% into a minority, and why do you have to send him away? Just make him Tumas Meis, he'll touch a dead person. Answers the Gemara, if you're going to make him a Tomei Meis, then you're going to prevent him from actually being able to shecht the Korban Chagiga. On the 15th of Nisan, there was a mitzvah to come to the Beis HaMikdosh with a Korban Chagiga for Yom Tov, Chagigas Tezvov, and if you make him a Tomei Sheretz, or if you just send him away on Erev Pesach, then on Yom Tov he can bring his Korban. But if you make him a Tomei Meis, for 7 days he's going to be Tomei. And the first time he'll be able to eat a korban is going to be 7 days later, which is, that means on the eighth day, on the seventh day of Pesach, the last day of Pesach, which is the eighth day after he becomes Tomei. If they make him Tomei on Erev Pesach, that will be the first time he can eat a korban. And since we don't want to prevent him from being able to bring the korban chagiga, therefore we do not make him a Tomei Meis. Says the Gemara, Hashtanami matcheyu atomei pischoi. Says that, I don't understand, but now by making this person Tomei in order to have a minority of Tohirim, then this person is not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach if you send him away. So why is that better, that you're saying either way you're preventing him from bringing a Korban? Says the Gemara, no, preventing him from bringing the Korban Pesach, I'm not preventing him altogether, because Efshad Ovid B'Sheni, he can do the Korban Pesach a month later. But if I make him Tomei Meis, he won't be able to bring the Chagiga at all. We don't want to do that. Asks the Gemara, it's not true. B'meis nami efshad ovid b'shvi. But the Korban Chagiga, even if you make him a Tomei Meis, he'll still be able to bring the Korban Chagiga, not on the first day, but on the last day, on the seventh day of Pesach, he can bring the Korban Chagiga. Dehavilei shmini sheloi, it will be the eighth day from when he became Tomei, and he'll go through the process of becoming Tohir, whatever that process was, the sprinkling of the Paraduma, and the 7 days that he was Tomei, and the eighth day, which is the seventh day of Pesach, he'll be able to bring the Korban Chagiga. Answers the Gemara, Kosovar Ula, Kulu Tashlumin Derishin Ninhu. Ula holds that anybody who could not bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day cannot bring the Korban Chagiga for the rest of the 7 days, because we know, and we've seen that previously, we saw in Daf Ayin Vav, that Korban Chagiga actually has Tashlumin, even though the preferred time to bring it is on the first day of Pesach, but if he couldn't bring it then, he can bring it on any other day. However, if he could not bring it on the first day, not that he didn't bring it on the first day, if he couldn't bring it on the first day because he was Tomei, then he cannot bring it on any of the days afterwards, because all the days afterwards is just doing what he should have done on the first day. But this person shouldn't have done it on the first day because he couldn't do it on the first day. So Ullah holds that Kulu Tashlumin Derishaininu, and only the Chozi Berishon, if he was fit to bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, Chozi Bekulu, then he's fit to bring them on any of the days afterwards. V'chol heicha deloi Chozi Berishon, but in any circumstance where he could not, he was not fit to bring a Korban Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, for example, he was a Tomei Meis, lechozi Bekulu, he's not fit to bring the Korban Chagiga afterwards. And Ullah said, I don't want to prevent him from bringing the Korban Chagiga, and therefore we send him away, And that way he can come back and bring his Korban Chagiga, and we do not want to make him a Tomei Meis, where he will not be able to do the Korban Chagiga at all. Continues the Gemara. Omalu Rav Nachman. Zilu v'omru leila Ula. Go and Rav Nachman was commenting on Ula, that Ula said that if you have a 50-50, instead of making one of the people Tumas Sheretz, which according to Ula doesn't work, you send somebody away. Rav Nachman sent a message to Ula, go tell Ula, man tzayis, is anyone going to listen to you? The okar siche o mashkene, that he's going to uproot his home, his dwelling, his tent, veroit, and he's going to have to run away on Erev Pesach, because he's got to go far enough that it's called a derech rechoika, which is quite far away from the Beis HaMikdash. When is he going to have to do that? On the morning of Erev Pesach. And he has to be that far away already by the time of Shechting Korban Pesach comes. Because if he's any closer than that, he's not considered derech rechoika, he's not exempt. So he's going to have to run away. Go find me somebody who's happy to run away from his home in the morning of Erev Pesach in order to create a minority of Tahirim. Continues the Gemara. And the Gemara is now discussing a few more cases where we have different numbers or percentages of Klal Yisrael that are Tomei or Tahir. So we're going to discuss three cases. Itmar. What happens if the entire Klal Yisrael was Tomei? 100% of Klal Yisrael were Tomei, but they were not all Tomei of the same type of Tomei. Hoyu Rubon Zovin. If most of Klal Yisrael were Tomei, a Tumas Ziva. And a Tumas Zov is not allowed to ever do a Korban Pesach Batuma, even if it's a majority, because only Tomei Lenefesh, somebody who's a Tomei Meis, is allowed to, if there's a majority, they can do the Pesach Rishon. And therefore these Zovim, if it was just a minority of Zovim, if there's a regular case where you've got most of Klal Yisrael are Tohir and a minority of Zovim, the Zovim do Pesach Sheni. What happens in a case where you have most of Klal Yisrael are Zovim, Umi'uton and all the rest, Tomei Meisim, they are actually Tomei Meis. So Omar Rav said as follows. Now it's clear that the Tumas, the Zovim, they definitely cannot do Pesach Rishon, because they're not Tomei Meis. What's with the Tomei Meisim? The minority of Klal Yisrael that are Tomei Meisim. So Rav says, Einon oisin, loy berishon, v'loy besheni. They cannot bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, nor can they bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Iyar. Rishon loy avdi, why can they not bring the Korban Pesach in the first Pesach? To have a mi'uta, because only a minority of Klal Yisrael were Tomei Meis, u'mi'uta loy avdi berishon. And there's no such thing as a minority of Klal Yisrael that are overriding the Tumah. And to bring a korban betuma can only do that if you have a majority. B'sheni nami le'avdi. Why can they not do Pesach sheni? Because kol heichad avdi tzibur berishin avdi yachid b'sheni. Because the whole concept of Pesach sheni is when the tzibur, when most of Klal Yisrael did Pesach rishin, the minority, the individuals, they can do Pesach sheni. But kol heichad le'avdi tzibur berishin. But whenever Klal Yisrael, the majority, didn't do a Korban Pesach in the first Pesach, as in this case where nobody did a first Pesach, le'avdi yochid b'sheni, then those individuals do not do a Pesach sheni either. So even though we're discussing the Tmei Meis, and the Tmei Meis are just the minority, but since the majority didn't do Pesach Rishon, even though they're a minority, they cannot do the Pesach sheni. Continues the Gemara, Omalu Shmuel. Shmuel said, Zilu go omru leila Abba, and go and tell Rav, that was also termed by the term Abba, go and tell him that it seems to be that there's a posuk contrary to that. The posuk says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Pesach, Klal Yisrael have to do the Korban Pesach, but b'moyadoi in its time. My of the slave. What's he going to do with this posuk? Because Shmuel assumes that it's true that a miut, the minority, don't do Pesach Rishon if they're Tomei. But when is that true? Only when the majority are Tohir and they do Pesach Rishon, then the minority are not overriding Tumah. But in a case when there's no majority that are doing it Betara, in that case, even the minority will override Tumah, B'moyadoi, in order to bring Korban Pesach at the right time. So you, Rav, How can you say that if most of Klal Yisrael are Zovim and the minority are Tomei Meis, that nobody does the Pesach Rishon, the minority of Tomei Meis should override Tumah and do the Korban Pesach in the first Pesach? Omar Luhu. So Rav responded back to Shmuel, or to the person who asked him the question, Zilu Omrele, go back and tell Shmuel, Ki Havu Kulu Zovin. Just imagine that everybody in the first Pesach was Zovin. 100% of Klal Yisrael was Zovin. My obviously, what are you going to do? Are you also going to say, we have a pasuk that says you have to do Korban Pesach at the right time, they should override Tumah? No, of course not. Because we know that only a Tomei Meis is allowed to override a Tumah, not Ziva. Elokiven de lo efshar, you've got no choice. You can't bring Korban Pesach, you can't bring Korban Pesach. Hochanami so to here, lo efshar. Over here, since it's true that there's no majority that are doing the Pesach Rishon Betara, but that's not a good enough reason for a minority of Tumei Meis to be Doicha Tumah. Continues the Gemara, Itmar. Now, another case. Hayu Rubon Tumei Meisim Umi'uton Zovin. What happens if you have the opposite scenario, where you have the entire Klal Yisrael are Tomei, but most of them are not Zovim as we saw in the previous case, the majority of them are Tumei Meis, and the minority are Tomei Zov. Since there's a majority of Tumei Meis, of course the whole Tumei Meisim, all that majority, they are Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and they can do the Pesach Rishon. Rav Huna Omar. The question is now, what's regarding the minority of Zov? The minority of Zovim, they certainly cannot do the Pesach Rishon, because the only Tumah that overrides Pesach Rishon is Tomei Meis. The question is, can they do Pesach Sheni? So Rav Huna says, Rav Huna Omar ein tashlumin lePesach haba b'tumah. That when do you say that there's a concept of a Pesach Sheni? Well, why was Pesach Sheni first given? The people who are Tomei in Pesach Rishon, they can do Pesach Sheni. But as soon as the majority of Klal Yisrael who are Tomeim did the Pesach Rishon, then there's no such thing as making a Pesach Sheni for the Tomeim. It's true that there's going to be a certain element of Tomeim that could not do the Pesach Rishon, even though Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, because they were not Tomei Meis, they were a different type of Tumah. But nonetheless, they cannot do Pesach Sheni because Pesach Sheni was primarily given when the Pesach Rishon, or for those that the Pesach Rishon, in a case where the Pesach Rishon was not overriding Tumas Meis, then all Tmeim, not just Tmei Meis, can do the Pesach Sheni, providing their Tohir in the Pesach Sheni. But if the Korban Pesach Rishon was brought, but Tumah, there's no Tashlumim, there's no making it up in the second Pesach, in the 14th of Iyar. In Tashlumim le Pesach haba b'tumah, and therefore the Tmei Zov, this minority who is Zovim, they cannot bring the Korban Pesach, not in the first Pesach, and not in the second one. Rav Adabar Ava Omar, Rav Adabar Ava argues and says, Yesh Tashlumin le Pesach haba b'tumah. Even when the Korban Pesach was brought, b'tumah, that means most of the majority of the people were Tmei Meis, and they could bring the Korban Pesach b'tumah in Nisan, nonetheless, the minority who could, or those who could not bring the Pesach Rishon, they can still do it b'tara in the Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Neima b'hakam ifluga, should we assume that they're arguing on the following concept? Demanda Omar ein tashlumim lePesach, according to Rav Huna, who says that there's no tashlumim for a Pesach haba b'tumah, kasavar he holds, tumah d'chuya hi b'tzibur. We've seen previously a machlekas on the Ayin Tes, where the Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur or Dechuya B'Tzibur. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur means that we view the Tumeim as if they're Tohir. And for all intents and purposes, they're looked at as Tohirim. If you say Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, it just means that they are still Tumeim, and we've just somehow overridden the Isurim of Tumah. But it's not Hutra, it's not a very comfortable way of bringing Karbonus. It's not as if they are, we don't view them as if they are Tahirim. So Rav Huna says that since Tumah is just Tachuya, it's just about pushed out of the way, but it's not Tahirim, and therefore he holds, since Tumah Tachuya B'Tzibur, what type of community, what type of Roiv can push the Miut to do Pesach Sheni? That's only when you have, for example, Roiv of Klal Yisrael Tahirim and a Miut are Tumeim, then the majority of Tahirim can actually push the Tumeim to the Pesach Sheni. But that's only because the majority are Tahirim. If the majority are Tameim, it's true they can do Pesach Rishon, but they do not have the power to push the other Tameim, those who are not Tameim Meis, to push them to Pesach Sheni. However, according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, who says that those miut of Zovim, they can do the Pesach Sheni, he holds Kosova Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. He holds that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, and therefore the majority that were Tomei Meis are viewed as being Tahirim, and since they're viewed as being Tahir, they have the ability to take those Tomeim, anyone who was not Tomei Meis, but was Tomei otherwise, and push them to Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara Omri, they responded Loi. It's not necessary to say that the Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ava are arguing whether Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibur or Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. It could be Dekule Alma Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibur. Everybody could agree that Tuma is Dechuya B'Tzibur. Or B'Hak Miflig, and this is what they're arguing about. Mara Sovar Tahira Medachia Tuma Loi Matchia. That Rav Huna holds that only Tahirim can push Tumeim to Pesach Sheni, and over here, since it's just Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, the Roiv Tumei Meis are considered Tumeim, not Tahirim, and therefore they do not have the ability to push the Tumei, the Zovim, to Pesach Sheni. Umar Sovar Ba'ad Ba'ava says, no, Afila Tumah, Nami Medachaya. Even if you've got a majority who are considered Tumeim, since they're allowed to do the Pesach Rishon, they do have the power to push all the other Tumeim who cannot do Pesach Rishon, to push them to Pesach Sheni. Continues the Gemara, the third case. Itmar, Hoyu Shlishison Zovin. If 33% of a third of Klal Yisrael were Zovim. Ushlishison and a third of them Tahirin. They were actually Tahir. Ushlishison and a third of Klal Yisrael Tmei Mesim or Tomei Mes. What do we do there? Omer of Mani Bar Patish. Rav Mani Bar Patish is now going to address the Tmei Mesim, and there's a discussion in the Mefarshim why he's addressing the Tmei Mesim more than he's addressing the Zovim. Because one thing is clear, that the third of Klal Yisrael who are Tahir, they can definitely do the Korban Pesach in Pesach Rishon. There's no reason that not. If we would, in the event that there's a Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, then the third Tahirim do it with the rest of the Tumeim. And if we don't say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, then they don't do it with the Tumeim, they do it B'Tara. And that's based on what we saw before. But Rav Mani Bar Patish is saying that the Tmei Mesim Einam Oisim Loyes HaRishon V'Loyes HaSheni. They cannot do Pesach Rishon, nor can they do Pesach Sheni. B'Rishon Loy Avdi, they cannot do the Pesach Rishon. Why? Because Higdilu Zovin Ala Tahirim. Add the Zovim to the group of Tahirim. D'Loy Avdi B'Tumah. The Tahirim, no reason they should do it B'Tumah. Zovim cannot be, they don't do Korban Pesach B'Tumah, because we know that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, or whenever Tumah is Doicha, the only Tumah that can get overridden is a Tomei Meis, Ish Ish Kiyah Tomei Lenefesh. So the Zovim don't override Tumah, the Tahirim are Tahir. So what we left with the Tmeim, who are a minority of Klal Yisrael. Havalei Tmei Meis Umyuta. There's only a third of Klal Yisrael are Tmei Meis. Umyuta Lo Avdu B'Rishon. A minority of Klal Yisrael are not able to override the Tumah and do the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. B'Sheni Lo Avdu. This third Tmei Meisim also can't do Pesach Sheni. Why? Because who needs Pesach Sheni? Anyone who was Tomei and could not do the Pesach Rishon. And that includes the Zovim. So Netzarfu Zovinim Tmei Meisim. Who needs Pesach Sheni? Two-thirds of Klal Yisrael, the Zovim and the Tmei Meisim. Delo Avdu B'Rishon. Because both of those groups could not do the first Pesach. Havelei Ruba. Then you've got a majority, v'ruba lo matchil Pesach Sheni, and we never ever push a majority of Klal Yisrael to Pesach Sheni. It's only individuals, a minority, can be pushed to Pesach Sheni, not a majority. And therefore, the Tmei Meis, and for that matter, the Zovim as well, neither of those groups can do either the Pesach Rishon nor the Pesach Sheni. Continues the next Mishnah. HaPesach, if a korban Pesach shenizrak domoi, if it was shechted and the Kohen took the blood and sprinkled it, he threw it onto the Mizbeach as he was supposed to, v'acharkach noida, and then it became known, shehu tomei, that either the korban Pesach or the blood was actually tomei. The halacha is hatzitz meratze, that the tzitz atones for that, and it's as if he's brought a kosher korban Pesach, and this person does not have to bring a Pesach sheni. Nitmo haguf. However, if it afterwards becomes known that it was actually the person himself, the owners of the korban Pesach, the one that's supposed to eat the korban Pesach, that he himself was Tumas haguf, ein hatzitz meratze. Then the tzitz does not atone for that, and it is not as if he's brought a kosher korban Pesach, and he actually has to bring the korban Pesach again in Pesach Sheni. Why? Mipnei she'omru hanozir va'oiser Pesach, either a nozir, which a nozir is somebody who commits himself not to eat, to drink wine, and he has to stay tahir until the end of the period of time that he's a nozir, and then he has to bring certain korbanos. And regarding those korbanos, voice of Pesach, and regarding the korban Pesach, hatzitz meratze, the tzitz only is meratze al tumas hadam, only if the blood became tomei and it was sprinkled, and then it became known that it was tomei, then a person doesn't need to bring a Pesach Sheni, and the Nozir, it's as if he's brought his korban of Nazirus, and he's allowed to, it's as if the Nazirus has terminated. However, if either it became clear, it became known, that the Nozir himself was Tomei, or that the owners of the korban Pesach was Tomei, then the Tzitz is not Meratze, because if the Nozir himself became Tomei, it actually undoes the whole period of Nazirus he's already done. He has to start the whole Nazirus period again. The Korban Pesach also, if it becomes known that the owner was Tomei and was not capable of bringing a Korban Pesach, he was Tomei, he was not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach that night, then the Korban Pesach is invalid and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Nitma Tumas HaTohim. If it became known that the owners of the Korban Pesach, it later became known that they definitely became Tomei, with a type of Tumah that when he became Tomei, it was like the Tohim, it was like the depths that were unseen by people. That means it was a type of Tomei that at the time nobody knew that there was Tumah there. Just later it became clear that there was Tumah there and this person was actually Tomei, then Hatzitz Meratze, then even though it's the Tumas Haguf of the owners of the Korban Pesach, nonetheless the Tzitz is Meratze and he does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is now reading into the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah, HaPesach SheNizrak Domoi, if the blood was sprinkled and then, VaAcharkach, only afterwards, Noida Shehu Tomei, and only afterwards it became clear that the meat of the Korban Pesach or the blood of the Korban Pesach was Tomei, Hatzitz Meratze, and the person does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Taima, it seems from the Mishnah that it's only true if the Nizrak VaAcharkach Noida, if it became known after the Zrikas Adam. Aval Noida VaAcharkach Nizrak. In the event that it became known that it was Tomei, that the Pesach or the Dam was Tomei, and then the blood was nonetheless put onto the Mizbeach, Loi Meratze, then the Tzitz is not Meratze, the Korban Pesach is not kosher, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Asks the Gemara Uraminu, this seems to contradict a Braisa. What does it say? Alma tzitz meratze. What does the tzitz atone for? What does the tzitz meratze? Al hadam v'al abosor, for blood that became tomei, for the flesh of the korban that becomes tomei, v'al achele, for the fats that became tomei, shenitmo, that they became tomei, bein b'shoigeg. And at this point, we're assuming that what the braisa means, irrespective of whether the blood was sprinkled b'shoigeg by mistake, that means he didn't yet know that it was Tomei, bein b'mezid, or if it was sprinkled, b'mezid, which means he deliberately sprinkled the blood even though he knew it was Tomei, bein b'oinus, bein b'rotzin, whether he did it b'oinus or b'rotzin, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, and these are sugyas that are going to be discussed elsewhere, then in all those cases the tzitz is meratze. So what you see clearly, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, even if the blood was sprinkled b'mezid, nonetheless, the tzitz is meratze. And it seems to be contrary to our Mishnah that says that the blood is only meratze if at the time that you sprinkled it, you didn't know that it was Tomei. So there's going to be two answers in the Gemara. Omer Ravina says that you misread that braisa. When it says Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Mezid, it's not talking about sprinkling the blood. If you sprinkled the blood B'Mezid, which means you knew that you were not supposed to do that, the tzitz is not Meratze. When it says Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Mezid, it's talking about what caused the korban, the blood or the meat, to become Tomei, for there's no difference if it became Tomei B'Shoigeg or it became Tomei B'Mezid. Omar Avinu Tum Asoi, regarding whether the korban became Tomei, Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Mezid, Hurza, then the tzitz is meratze. However, regarding sprinkling the blood, if you did it by mistake, only then it's meratze. B'mezid, if you did it intentionally, loy meratze, then it's not meratze, and it's probably, Tosfos seems to say this is only an issa d'rabbonon, or d'rabbonon said it's not meratze, and that conforms with what seems to be in our Mishnah, that the tzitz is only meratze if nizrak tomei v'achar kach noida shehu tomei. Rav Shila Omar, Rav Shila argues with Ravina, and he says that zrikasoi, even regarding sprinkling the blood, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid hurutza, it doesn't matter if he knew before he sprinkled the blood or he didn't know before he sprinkled the blood that the korban was tomei, the tzitz is meratze. Tum osoy, however, regarding what made the animal tomei, there b'shoigeg hurutza, if the animal of the korban became tomei b'shoigeg, then the tzitz is meratze. B'mezid, if the korban became tomei b'mezid, loy hurutza, and again this is a drabonon, the tzitz is not meratze. Now we have an issue. If Zrikosei is Meratze, Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Mezid, why does our Mishnah say Nizrak Domei V'Achar Kach Noidashu Tomei, even if it was Nizrak Domei Achar She Noidashu Tomei, also Tzitz is Meratze. That's how we started. This that it says in the Braisa, Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Mezid, that the Tzitz is Meratze, irrespective of its Shoigeg, whether it's Mezid, Hochik Oma. This is how you have to read the Braisa. Nitma b'shoigeg. If it became tomei b'shoigeg, then v'zorku. This is how we understood the Braisa initially. If the zrikas adam was done bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, hurutza, it's meratze, because if Shila argued with Ravina and says that even if the zrikas adam is done b'mezid, the tzitz is meratze, so he'll understand that bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid is talking about the zrikas adam. The Hodik Tony, and this that it says in our Mishnah, Dam Shenizrak v'achar kach noida, that the tzitz is meratze if the zrikas adam was done before he became known that the korban was tomei, and the Gemara deduced from there, Taima denizrak v'achar kach noida, the only reason the tzitz is meratze is because it only became known after the zrika, aval noida v'achar kach nizrak, if you knew before the zrika, loy, it's not meratze. According to Rav Shila, that's not true. It's meratze even b'mezid. Says Rav Shila, hu adin da'afilu noida v'achar kach nizrak. The truth is that it's the same halacha applies. The tzitz is meratze even if he knew before he sprinkled the blood. V'haydik toni nizrak v'achar kach noida. The reason that the Mishnah speaks about explicitly a case where it became known after the zrikas adam, mishum d'boi l'misna seif, it wanted to impress on us an added stringency for the next statement in the Mishnah, that nitma haguf, that in a case where it became clear afterwards that the owners of the korban were tomei, tumas haguf, in that case, eina tzitz meratze, we said the tzitz is not meratze, after filu nizrak v'achar kach noida, even if it only became known that he was tomei after sprinkling the blood, even in that case, the korban is pasul, and the tzitz is not meratze, and he has to bring pesach sheni, loy, means it's not kosher, it's not meratze. And therefore, k'toni, that's why it says in the reisha of the Mishnah, k'toni reisha, nami nizrak v'achkach noida, that's why the Mishnah wants to speak, the whole Mishnah to speak about a case where it became known after he sprinkled the blood, in order to impress on us that with Tumas Haguf, that applies even, that means the stringency that the Korban Pesach is posel, the tzitz is not meratze, is even if it became known just after the Zrika. But regarding doing the Zrika when the korban was what became posel, then in that aspect, the truth is, says Rav Shila, is that even if you sprinkle the blood after you knew that it was tomei, the tzitz is meratze, and the person does not have to bring Pesach Sheini. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start the next sugya of Tumas HaTohim.